We're on page Tavkuf Samach Beis. Tavkuf Samach Beis, where it says at the top of the page, the very top, Malchus v'Yesod Kli v'Tzina. Malchus v'Yesod Kli v'Tzina. And it's very, very important always to learn this, but especially now that we're in the week of Yesod. B'Yibor Hashem are in the week of Yesod. And what we, of course, have been talking about the past few weeks is the two possibilities that every one of us has access to. The world of Teva, that's the world of Teva that we naturally live in, that natural world of Teva. And then there's a world of Nais. That world of Nais, that world that is miraculous, that is that's reserved for Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael can be Samech HaNisim and has been, and our entire existence is miraculous. Individuals cannot. Ain't Samech HaNisim. However, individuals who are Klal Yisrael people, as we've been learning the past few weeks, they also are stamped with the seal of Klal Yisrael, and Tzaddikim are able to bring about wondrous things in this world through their connection to Klal Yisrael. If you're a Klal Yisrael person, you're in. Now, we're going to see how all of this, of course, brings us back to the whole sugya that we're learning of Bitochen and Hishtadlus. There are different levels of Jews, and there are different levels of regarding that formula of Bitochen and Hishtadlus. How much can one rely upon non-conventional ways of being able to have a panasa while not putting in those as many hours as the conventional method would call for. In order to understand this, the Chalban introduces us to the Yesidus in Kabbalah, but not in the Kabbalah way of Malchus and Yesid, but now in the last 2 weeks of Sphere, which is Yesid and Malchus. So on page Tavkuf Samach Beis, Vagav Hadvar Netzayin. This is a mamish soid midas hayisod kanaida. That this is what we're talking about is mamish the mida of yisod. We're talking about the mida of yisod. V'hainu shebchinas hamalchus nikres mana. We know that in this form, malchus is called mana. Mana means a kli. It means a kli. It could mean a garment. It means a kli. V'hainu shebchinas kli. Malchus is referred to in the Svarim as a vessel, a container. Everybody knows that Malchus is the final sphere, and it's the receptacle, the depository of all the avoid, of all the hashpa from the higher spheres, beginning all the way in the Meichen, Chabad, and all the way down, Keser, Chabad, and all the way down, Chesed, Gvur, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and finally, Malchus, which is the container that receives all of that shefa and all of that avoda. So therefore, we understand that Malchus is called a man, it's called a kli. Malchus, therefore, is the sherish of each and every person's sense of self, of I, of ego, of I, of atzmius, of who he is. Ulchein, he begins kli, base kibble. That's because Malchus is a kli, is the base kibble. V'hine ikar avodas hamalchus hi ha'anava. Now we've spoken about this many, many times over the years, that the ikar avoda, that midah of malchus, is anava. As David HaMelech, v'yisi shofel be'enai, the midah of malchus, ofer ve'efer, tolas v'lo ish, v'yisi shofel be'enai. That's the midah of malchus, anava, humility. Humility means the awareness that everything comes from above. That's what Malchus is. Malchus is the final sphere, it's the container. Everything is poured into me from above me. Everything comes from beyond me and is poured into me. I am a servant of God. Ani avducha ben amasecha. That's not enough. That's the midah of Malchus. That's humility. Another. V'hainu sheyakir she'ein bo klum. It's the recognition, the understanding that I have nothing. Now again, we already learned this. I have nothing doesn't mean that I'm not a capable person. It doesn't mean that one does not recognize his kishrinus, his kaychus. That's false humility. We spoke a lot about that. That's another psula. It means to recognize one's kaychus, one's kishrinus, and to be fully connected and making use and taking advantage of all of his karikas and kishvanis, but to know that mitzidi really ain bo klum sheikra avodas akli. What's the whole avodah of a kli? The avodah of a kli is hu liro kein es atzmo mikol machsom. A kli has to be clean and empty of anything that could be blocking, anything that could be in the way of what needs to be put into the kli. Kadei sheyuchal kabel sashafa. In order that the kli should be able to be makabel the shefa, the kli has to be clean. You can't fill it if it has other stuff in it. Veikar his roiknus ubamidas anova kanoda. And how does one clean out the kli? How do you clean out the self? How do you make yourself into a vessel to receive? That, of course, is through the mida of humility, of anova. Vini kol zehu bebchinas midas amalchus. All of this is the Bechina of Malchus. This is the meaning of that final sphere of Malchus. Shelois lo migarmo klum. Malchus means it's not me, it's not about me. Lois lo migarmo klum. I have nothing of my own, only what I receive. The Bechina is kli. I'm just a kli to receive. Manadakol. Just a kli for everything to be poured in. That's why I've mentioned over the years, one of the most beautiful things you'll see by Sfardim is that when they go to a tzaddik to receive a bracha, when the tzaddik begins to give the bracha, the Sfardim have a minig that they hold their hands out like a cup in front of themselves. They hold their hands out like a cup, a kli, to receive the shefa that's coming through Yisod, which is tzaddik Yisod Olam. That's how they prepare to receive the shefa. Of course, it's not enough to hold your hands out. You have to hold your entire existence out. Now, what about the meat of Yisod? So, Luma Zois HaYisod Einena Bechinas Kli. Einena Bechinas Kli. Yisod is not a Kli. Ella Hu HaMashpia. Yisod, of course, is the Mashpia. V'hainu. Shehu Bechinas Tzinor Kanoda. Yisod is a conduit, a pipe. Tzinor means a pipe, a line, a conduit, a channel. Shekein yidua, sheikar hayisod hu harotzen. The ikar of the inyan of yisod is rotzen, the rotzen to be mashpia, the desire, the willpower to give over, to be mashpia. That's yisod. Therefore, rotzen, will and desire, shu oisius tzinor, is the letters of tzinor, which is kanoda, which is the pipe through which all shef and bracha is flowing into our lives, into the container that's called Malchus. Vum galis ha-nitzor, v'sod noitzer chesed la'alofim. Noitzer means to guard, to watch. Nitzor l'shalm chamira. Noitzer chesed la'alofim. You need to pour, to be mashpia, into the, through the tzinar, into the kli, and that shefa guarantees, sees to it, that there will be neitzer chesed la'alofim. Shu is galus ha-yisod, which is as galus of this midah of yisod. Of course, physically, everybody knows that the midah of yisod corresponds to the bris kodesh, to Yosef HaTzadik, the bris mila, to kedushas habris, which is the tzinor, through which the shefa of life is able to be fertilized in the kli, which is the rechem, the womb of the mother, which is Malchus. The woman is the midah of Malchus. That's the kli. I mentioned at the Hilula, this past Motzei Shabbos, for Lag BaOmer, that Isha Karka Olam, Karka, is the soil that is fertilized, or that is seeded by the midah of Yisod, which is the father. V'hainu, she'ikar midas ha-yisod. What's the ikar midah of Yisod? The ikar midas ha-yisod, again, this is the week we're in now. The ikar midas ha-yisod, hu lios tzinor, is to be a tzinor. The ikar, a pipeline, a conduit, a channel. The ikar b'chinas tzina, hu she'ein lo tachtis. Now, when a person is making a tzinor, a pipe, key thing is that there be no bottom to it. If you have a pipe and it's closed at the end, then you're not able to be mashpia. It could be a pipeline that's a 1,000-mile pipeline that's running through the bottom of the ocean in order to give chais oil or something to some other place. But if the other end is shut, if it's closed, if it has a seal or a bottom, then nothing's going to happen. It could back up. It could be a disaster. Shemishi yesh lo tachtis hu b'chinas kli. The difference between a tzinor and a kli is very obvious. A kli davka has a bottom. That's what makes it into a kli, because the purpose of the kli is to receive. It's a receptacle. Therefore, it must have a bottom. It must be sealed on the bottom in order to be able to contain, to receive. The tzinor is just the opposite. A tzinor, the whole point of the tzinor is that it should be able to continue on and on and on. It should be able to flow. Not that it should have anything that's stopping it, that's in the way. The tzinor davke is where there is no tachtis, there's no bottom, there's no end. Because the whole inyan of there being the bottom of something, of the whole point of that is hushadvarm b'sof megiim b'shvil atzmo. This is the point. When you have the bottom of the glass, means that the glass is telling you, I want this water that you're pouring into me. If there would be an opening at the bottom of the glass, then it would be a pipe, which is only for others, not for myself. The fact that there's a bottom to the glass makes it into a kli that says, I would like to keep this water. I would like to enjoy this water. Or whatever that kli is, the bottom of it is there for the purpose of containment. Containment means, this is for me. Shenet Sarambo, by there being a bottom to this, then what happens? Then everything that is poured in is netzarimbob, it's stopped and it's contained. Vuhunase b'chinas makabel. And that kli is a b'chinas makabel. Shemerukas ba'atzmo u'makabel me'acherim. The kli means it's focused on itself and it's receiving from somewhere else. That's the glass. It's focused on itself, having this water, and it's receiving the water from the sink or whatever, the faucet, the source of water. V'zebechinas kli, that's a kli. Masha'ein kein bechinas sinar. This is not the case with the bechin of a sinar. Sinar shekol masha nichnas elav, whatever goes into the pipe, einem yuad leheotzer bo. The pipe doesn't want to hold on to. The last thing in the world the pipe wants is that the stuff that's flowing through should get stuck in it. All the pipe wants is to be able to conduct this, to get it moving, get this stuff moving, get going, get moving, get out of here. All that Sina wants is the other, not itself. That's all. Whatever you're pouring into the pipe, it's not designated to remain in the pipe. It's how do I get this water to other people? How do I get the oil to other places? That's all it's about, the tzinor. That's what yesod is. Whatever's poured into me, it's only that I should be able to give it to others. That's called yesod. That's tzaddik yisod olam. That's an amazing, amazing quality. That's an amazing midah. Ve'ena nechoshev al atzmo klal. Doesn't think of itself at all. The tzina does not think of itself at all. V'zeh soid. This is what Chazal are telling us. When it says in Pasuk Aser to Aser. So it's Aser, Chazal say, Aser b'shvil she'tis Asher. The sin and the shin, of course, are interchangeable. Aser b'shvil she'tis Asher. Means that take off ma'aser, give to the poor, or give whatever you need to give, those ma'aser only, ma'aser shiny, give to the katrumas, ma'aser, whatever you need. Give ma'aser, and you should know that the result of that is that you yourself will be Ms. Asher. That will bring wealth to you as well. Now, that means that's not your intention. And that's very pathetic. If a person's intention in giving tzedakah is in order that he should be able to be a kli to receive it. But look how the Chalban explains. When your life is about giving to others, that means meisir es hatachtis. That means that you've removed the bottom, right? It's not a kli. You've made yourself into a tzinor. So you remove the stopper, the bottom. V'garim l'shefa shelo l'he'atzer etzlo. You're not interested in the shefa staying by you. You're interested in channeling this and getting this over to others. That's what yesod is. That's what tzinor is. That's what rotzen to be mashpia is. But the end of it is, the end is also, there's a side fringe benefit that was not the tachlis of that. L'chein gam hu misasher. It makes you wealthy as well. It makes the one who's mashpia wealthy as well. Shekain shefa rav yochel laver darko. Because a tremendous amount of shefa passes through this pipe. Tremendous amount. Much more than any kli could contain. Much. The kli is limited. The kli is limited to whatever it has the karchas to receive. The tzinor, you know, the amount of money that went through the hands of the Devichayim, the amount of money that went through the hands of the Satmarov, through the tzaddikim, the amount of shefa, the amount of brachas, the amount of money, the amount of children, the amount of health, all kinds of hashpos tovas that flows through the tzaddik. What went through Yosef at tzaddik in Mitzrayim? How much shefa is flowing through the tzinor of the tzaddik yisod olam? However, the kli that holds the shefa only to itself, obviously, so if it's a six ounce cup, that's it. If the 6 ounces, that's it. It's going. Something else is going on with this. This kli is only good for 6 ounces. If it's 12 ounces, whatever it is, 10 gallons, 1,000 gallons. But thus is thus. That's what it is. V'ulon, however, misha mashpia la'acherim. But a person who's mashpia la'acherim, the one who's tied deeply to this midah of yesod, ulam misha mashpia la'acherim over darko shefa bli sof, goes and goes and goes. That's over darko. He's not trying to keep it to himself. That's the last thing he has in his mind. But there's a tremendous, tremendous amount of shefa, infinitely more than the kli, that's passing through the tzinor, through yesod. For who gam marchiv as a tzinor. Not only that, you know that when you have a very strong stream, a very strong current that's passing through a narrow tzinor, that it also will cause the tzinor to expand. It causes the tzinor to widen because of the pressure, which is itself a big inyan in the Kisvei Ari of Bikiyas HaYisod. That's not for now. Imagine that there's a little hole in the wall, and there's a lot of water. There's a lot of water that's passing through. That will cause a hachova, an expansion of the hole. Shehem gam machivim also. There's a hachova that the tzinor experiences as a result of the shefa that passes through it. Kach misha mashpia. So too, the one who is mashpia. Ha hashpo atzma. The very act of being mashpia, not that it's your intention, but the act of being mashpia, magdila es hatzina shelo. It makes the tzina itself greater. It expands the tzina. Anybody who's ever had the pleasure of teaching, if it's teaching Torah, then you know that even though you come into the class and your entire intention is to give over this Torah to the children or to the students, whoever they are, you know how much you expand, how much you personally expand, how you begin to understand things in a much deeper way. You might have prepared to give that shiur, and when you were preparing, you saw it according to the limitations of the tzinor that you were working with. But then, it's an amazing thing. You go and you give the shiur, and oftentimes this has to do with the amount of people who are mekabel, the amount of kalim that are there to receive. It would be different if you have one person in the class, or if you have 1,000 people in the class. And then when you go there and you're speaking to those 1,000 people, then all of a sudden an amazing thing happens. You begin to have new insights. You begin to think of things you never thought when you were preparing. And what's happening is that by means of your being this tzinor, to be mashpia, the boundaries of the tzinor themselves, of the tzinor itself, is expanded. And once it's expanded, it means that there's room for more. And it means that there's more and more and more shefa. So when Chazal say, ask it, it says, if you give money, you're going to get more money. It's not telling you to be selfish, to give for the sake of getting. That's absurd. We're not talking about that kind of a person. What it means is that you should know that this is what happens. That when you give, you become expanded. And there's just more that comes in. There's more that flows. And with that flow, there's unbelievable brachas. There's more and more shefa. Ad shat tzaddikim ha'elyonim zochim lios mamish hatzina haroshi l'olam kulo. With a big tzaddikim like Yosef HaTzaddik and other big tzaddikim, that they become the main mashpiyim for the entire world. Tzaddik yisod olam. That's the meaning of tzaddik yisod olam. We saw that with Yosef HaTzaddik in Mitzrayim. Which, of course, Yosef HaTzaddik was not just supporting, Mitzrayim, but he was Tzadik Yisrael, the whole world was Nizayin Mimenu. And Hu Bechinas, there's a famous Chazal, and there's a famous teaching, it's brought down from both the Baal Shem Tov and Rav Chaim Volozhiner. Hu Bechinas Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa. As Chazal say, you know, Chanina ben Daisa was a big miracle worker. He was a Tana that was a lot of miracles with him. And it says, Shekol ha'olam kulo nizam b'shvil Chanina b'ni. So Chazal tell us that the whole world was being sustained, was being fed, received parnasa because of Chanina b'ni, b'shvil Chanina b'ni. And the tzaddikim thought that when you look at that word b'shvil Chanina b'ni, al tikri b'shvil, for the sake of, the simple pshat in the Gemara is that he has such chusim, the whole world is being fed and has panos and has children and so on because of my child Chanina. But the Svar Makadoshim tell us that the word b'shvil means the shvil. B'shvil. The shvil is a tzina. Shvil means a path. It means a pathway, a pipe. So, al tikri b'shvil, ela shvil. B'shvil. Hainu b'shvil o batzina shalo. That here you have this great tzaddik. The Gemara says that he himself only ate a kav shel charuven. He ate some carobs every week. And this tzaddik is sitting in a corner, minding his own business, doing his avaida, and through this amazing tzaddik, who himself only eats barely enough to survive, the whole world has what to eat. The whole world has panasa. All the lights are going on across the world. There's electricity, there's whatever. Everything's working. Why? He says, B'shvil Chanina b'ni. That the tzaddik is the one who is that pathway, that shvil, that sinur, through which all bracha enters into the world. Pesh Tovkuf Samal Gimel. The kach, Misha Zoychel Yos Bechinas Tzinor. A person who's zoicha to be a tzinar, tzadik yisoid, v'ahenu, sheklal enu chayisha v'la atzmo, to whatever degree is possible, he's not thinking about himself, and that mashmit is a tachtis shal ha'kli shalo, he's pulling out the bottom of his kli, and notice he's pulling out the stopper at the bottom, he's not a kli, he's a tzinar. Remember, the kli is about me, even in a good way, but it's about me, it's about what I can contain. And therefore you can identify yourself. That's who I am, because that's what I contain. This tzaddik yisod olam, it's not about him. He's being mashpia. It's about giving. Therefore he pulls out the stopper. So he's not a kli. He's a tzina. V'hoifech es atzmo ves chayev letzina shefa v'toyva l'man achem. His entire life has been transformed into a tzina. That's mashpia, shefa, and toiva for others. Oil Elias Bechinas Tzaddik. This is the trademark of the Tzaddik. The trademark of the Tzaddik. Now, even though you might see that Tzaddik, that Tzaddik might sit by himself somewhere in a cave. And you would say, I don't see what he's doing for anybody. What's this tzaddik doing? Now remember, there are different types of tzaddikim. It's a mamlachas kahanim v'goy kodesh. So that means there's some tzaddikim that their way is to be like kahanim who are out there in a very obvious and open way serving the people. And their hashpa is in that way of kahuna, of being mashpia. Then there are others who are v'goy kodesh, means there are others who their kedusha comes by being separate and being secretive and hiding someplace in a cave. You say that, but that doesn't mean that tzaddik who's sitting by himself in that cave or that basement that nobody even sees or knows anything about what he's doing, that tzaddik is not opening up all of the shefa that's flowing into the world, or where that person, that tzaddik lives, whatever it is, it's coming through him. Even though you might not see that, it might not be obvious to anybody, they don't know where that's coming from. But the tzaddik, that's what the tzaddik does. All of those b'chinas tzaddik, v'olam b'chinas hamalchus, the b'chinas hayisod. So this Jew has ascended from the b'china of malchus, from the kli, to the level of that's the one above a malchus, which is the midah yisod. Lios mechlal hamashpiyim. He's now among those who are mashpiyim. Shalayim nemar al tikri, these tzaddikim, it says about these tzaddikim, al tikri banayich, ela bonayich. Don't refer to them, the Chazal make you play on the word banayich, don't refer to them as banayich, children, sons, but rather as bonayich, the ones who are building. She'enu b'b'chinis bonayich. A ben, a child, haynu b'sod ha-makabel, a child is the one who receives from the father, so a ben is a makabel. Ela bonayich. Bonach means Hani Besad Hamashpiyim, the ones who are building, who are Mashpiya. Shemashpiyim Ayisod, that are Mashpiyim Ayisod Lamalchus. Ze'atzmo Meroimim Oysa Mi'al Gibi HaTeva. Now we come back to what we were talking about before. Why is it that the Tzaddik has the ability to bring into the world all kinds of Nisan? Why is it that the Tzaddik is not limited by nature? That his existence is not defined by the borders, by the boundaries of nature. That's how all of us operate. What is it about the tzaddik that takes him outside of the borders of nature? He's not confined or constricted by nature. Now we understand. Because the mashpiyim, ze'atzma meroimim oisami al gidrei hateva. Remember, a kli, malchus, is defined by 6 ounces, 8 ounces, 2 liters, whatever it is. It has a shear. And when a person is a kli, by virtue of being a kli, he is in a situation that's called one of containment, of limitation and borders. That's what a kli is. But when you are a tzinor, when you're the pipe itself, when you're the conduit, when you're the channel, when you're the shvil, when you're the mashpia, then it's ein l'dover sof. It just keeps on running. It keeps on running. That's really something that goes beyond teva. The stories that we have with tzaddikim, with nisim, and that tzaddik doesn't have to do the normal ishtadlus that the rest of us have to do, and that somehow, like, you know, the famous thing with the Rebbe Zushia, everybody in the shul knows the story. But if some of you maybe didn't hear the story, that it's kedai just to say it very quickly, but you know that the Rebbe Zushia's gavai would bring him breakfast every morning, and the way that it worked, by Rebbe Zushia, is that he would come back from davening. And he would sit down at his little table, and he would say, "Ach, Rabbi Shalom, Zushia is ready for breakfast. Zushia is hungry. Shkoyach." And then that was the cue. And then the gabbai would know. Oh, he heard the words from Zushia, and he would bring out the breakfast, which you could be sure, as we know from the stories of Rabbi Zushia, was not the kind you get in the plaza or the what's the other place?
Inbal.
Right, not the plaza. I want to cover all my bases. Not the plaza. Here I have a plaza yid, but I know there's some Inbal yidin over there. It's not the breakfast you get in Plaza or Inbal. Not even in the Central Hotel, which is now called Prima Palace, Mishkan Palace. Not that kind of breakfast. So this gabba was starting to get a little bit annoyed, you know? Every morning he's doing this for years. The Rebbe Zushia says, Zushi is hungry. Zushi is ready for breakfast, right? And the gabba comes out from the door and brings the Rebbe Zushia's breakfast. So one time the gabba decides, you know what? I'm not doing that. And this whole little game, I'm done. And he's sitting there with a smile on his face, the gabbai, in the kitchen. And the Rebbe Zushia comes back from davening, and he sits down. He says, "Rabbi Shalom, Felchem Tog, you know, good morning, everything. I'm ready for breakfast. I'm hungry." and the Gabi doesn't move. And the Rebbe says, Nachamal, Rabbi Yisholm, I just want to wish you a good morning. A good morning, I'm ready for breakfast. Shkoyach, shkoyach. And the Gabi is not, and he says, Zushi is hungry. All of a sudden, there's a knock on the door. And a Yid walks in with a big platter of food. And the Rebbe says, Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem Shalom, who are you from this and this town? I came, Shkoyach, thank you. I wanted to bring the Rebbe a gift, something to eat. And the Rebbe Mizrashi makes a bracha, and he's very happy. It wasn't his spell at all. So it wasn't the Gabi today, it was somebody else. So the Gabi Mamish went out of his kalim. Hmm. And he couldn't believe this. Like, this is a serious thing. What's going on over here? So he runs after this Jew. Like, who do you think you are? I'm the Gabi, I'm the Shamus. I take care of breakfast. What are you doing? What are you knocking? Who are you? Where are you from? So he says, look, I'm not from here. I'm not from Anapoli. I came from far away. And I got here early this morning, and I had to cross over the little footbridge to get into the village, and there was an old Jew that was holding on with both hands to both ropes, and I wanted to pass, because I was in a hurry. The purpose of my coming was to get a bracha from the Rebbe of Zusha. So this, I'm standing, I'm trying to get through this old man, and he's standing there with his hands on the ropes, and I can't go, so I said, excuse me, in a little bit of a rude way, I need to get through. And the old man moved his hand over. He didn't see me. So, oh, I'm sorry. And he moved his hand over, and I went through. Then I get to shul, and guess what? I found out that the old man that I practically pushed into the river, that the old man was himself the Rebbe of Zusha. So I was mortified, and I ran right after I took my towels and tefillin off by Asher Holitzin. I ran over, and I wanted to get a platter of food as a gift to get a bracha and to somehow do my best to make up for what I did wrong. So the Gabi, after that, he says that he continued to every morning to wait till he got the cue, and he would go back into the Rebbe Zusha to bring him his breakfast every morning. See, the tzaddik is not in that place of containment. He says it's a different world. It's the world of the pipe itself, of the mashbir, of Yosef, of the one whose entire, since the Rebbe of Zusha's whole life is about others, it wasn't about himself. The Rebbe of Zusha is one of those tzaddikim, you know, from those like the Beditzev and the Moshe of Shasava that we know from all the stories. His whole metzias was bishvil acherim, lo bishvili, for others. That was his whole metzias. So therefore, to the Rebbe of Zusha, there was no chilik in this thing, neis teva. Teva meant that the Gabbai brings out breakfast, right? That was teva. Every morning, there was an arrangement. The Gabi brings out the breakfast. That's called Teva. Then Teva was not working because the Gabi said was on strike, right? The Gabi was on strike. So Teva's off that morning. Then what happens? That's okay. Then it just was nice. Normally, the tzaddik also prefers to disguise himself with Teva. The tzaddik prefers, like Hashem, to hide himself. And therefore, the tzaddik, the way that the Rebbe of Zusha did every morning was by having the guy bring the breakfast, because the tzaddik prefers that it should go b'der ha-teva. But if for some reason teva's not working, that's okay. There's something else. The Rebbe of Zusha is tzaddik yisod olam. He's mashpia. His whole metzias was without a bottom. It wasn't about him. It wasn't a life of containment. It was a life of giving. But through that came an expansion beyond the borders of teva. He's not meshubet to teva. Teva means where there's a ghoul. Teva means where there's a glass that has a bottom. Nace is flowing, moving. That's nace. That's what the Chalban explains. He says, "Hine sodin yinu sheorah yisodim imala teva." Who inin aruch? It's a long inin. In time, we're just going to talk a little bit. Hine yedua hadava shesherish hateva. Who bebchinis hamalchus? Teva is malchus. I just explained. That's the kli. That's teva. That's nature. Shenikrish shem elokim. And we all know that teva is the name elokim, which can know this shalu gematria hateva. Elokim and hateva is the gematria, same numerical value hateva, nature. The regular way things go. Containment gvul. But the root, the shorish of neis, of a miracle, is yisod. Shunale umaruma migidri hateva, which transcends, which is higher than all of the gedarim. Gedarim means a fence, it means containment, of teva, of nature. It's not meshubad to the laws of nature, of this world, that's contained and has borders.
L'chaim, therefore, tzaddikim oisim nisim. The tzaddikim can perform miracles. Shkein heim u'shroshim b'b'chinus ha'yisod. Because the tzaddik, his whole service is yisod. B'nei af gam zois. Sh'or ha'yisod mushros la'ayla b'b'chinus ha'bin. And now, the higher sphere the source from where Yisod is getting the Shefa, of course, is Bina. I mean, all this eventually goes back to Or Ein Sof, the Infinite One himself. But it's through Bina, Yisod Bris Mila, which is the secret, the mystery of 8. Bina, when you count from the bottom up, is 8. 8 is Bris Mila. Yisod Bris Mila. Yisod, of course, counting from on top is 6. From Chesed down to the bottom is 6. This is Yisod. So the lower Yisod is receiving the flow from Bina, which of course goes back to the Infinite One, from Bina. Bris Mila Shiha Yisod. Now the bris of a person is Yisod. Hanas is Biyam Hashmini, the bris that takes place on the 8th day. Shuha Bina, and Bina is the union of 8. Ova Bina Hare Mushrosh Mamish Sharish Aplaus. Now Bina, which is the source of Yisod, Bina is where miracles is the sharish of things that are wondrous, miracles. Bisod, because the word niflaos is nun plaos. Now 50 is the meaning of 8 is the same as 50. In, as you all know, that 7, or 7 times 7 is teva, is shemitah, and 7 times 7, then we enter into the realm of yovel, which is 50. 50 is already beyond nature, beyond this world, just like the number 8 in the lower digits. In single digits, 8 is that which is beyond 7. 7 is Teva, and 8 is Bismillah, 8 Maral. 8 is Chanukah, 8 is beyond Teva. When we get to the double digits, 50 means to be entirely free. 50 is Yovel. 50 means unlimited. It means Ein Sof. That's what 50 means. So that's why Nun Pilaos. Niflaos is the word Nun Pelos, 50 Pelos, Vatsadik Ola Lubina, Tzadik, which is Yisod, connects to Bina, Kemur Besad Apostle, good Tzadikim, Yisim Chul Yatsu Lefnei Elokim, the Tzadikim rejoice before Elokim, Shah Simchi Ha Bina Kanoda, Simchi is Bina, Be Lefnei Elokim, Hainu Lefnei, meaning Lefnei means Umimal Ha Gvur Vadin, Lefnei Elokim, Elokim means containment, Elokim means Din, the Tzadik lives in a world that's called Lefnei Elokim. It transcends that limitation of Elokim. Can I be sharish umakar adin? Tzadikim oylem he'alagvur v'sod yismachu lifnei Elokim v'sod tzadik moshel yivas Elokim. The tzadik controls and rules over that which is called Elokim. That tzadik is able to perform miracles. Tzadik goes over kashbaruch from Makayim. Shken hu mushrosh bebina, because the sharish of the tzadik is bina. Bina is niflos, is nun pelos. It's higher than all containment. It's higher than the midah of gvur of din. L'chein yochel asas neflos kanoida v'advar mamukim. And this is a very, very deep inyan. And that's enough as far as we're concerned with anything kabbalistic here. Let's just take another 3-4 minutes, because I know it's not mincha now over there. You and I have to get moving. Let's just take 3 minutes to finish on Tavkuf Samad Aleph. V'zeh soid mashaboch habakuk v'hamidan al achas. And that is the mystery of what we know Chazal tell us, that Boch HaVakuk and Hamid HaMalachas, all of Yiddishkeit, he said, can be traced back to Al-Achas. There's one Nekuda from which all of Yiddishkeit comes, which is V'tzadik Be'emunoso Yichya. The tzadik lives by faith. Sheha Emunah hi b'chinas HaMalchus Kenoda. Now Emunah is Malchus. Emunah, faith, is Malchus. It's what fills me. It's what fills the person. That's a big discussion. She Kla Yisrael, which is Kla Yisrael. O Malamed Hanavi, Shekol Chiyuzer Shal Atzadik Yirak Bebchinas HaHashpo Lo Malchus V'lo Dova Acha Klal. The whole inyu of the Tzadik is to be Mashpia to Malchus, which is to be Mashpia Emuna to other Jews. To be Mashpia Emuna. To Kla Yisrael, who are called Malchus. Hashem's bride. Hashem's Kala. V'chavakuk Hemid is Kol HaTorah Kula Al Davazeh. Chavakuk the Navi was mamid all of Yiddishkeit on this pillar. V'ahinu, the midah of tzaddik is called a pillar that connects heaven and earth. She'ikah hakol, the tachlas hakol hu liyachda kud shebichu v'shchinta is to make a shidduch, a yichu between Akash Baruch Hu, the infinite, and Shechina, Knesset Yisrael, Malchus. That takes place through Yisod. traveling by way of Bina, Shemamish Tzadik, Shechai Umashpia Be'manoso. Tzadik Be'manoso Yichya. The Midah of Tzadik is called Chai, to be alive. Ben Ish Chai, Rav Po'alim. The Tzadik is called alive, because it's alive. The Tzina, everything is moving, alive, alive. Mashpia, the Shefa of life, the Mashpia of life, is the Midah of Yesod. Haini B'Malchus, Shehi Klal Yesod, which is Malchus, which is to give over to Malchus, to receive, which is Klal Yisrael. Mitzvah Shem, next week, we're going to take this into the two dargas of Hishtadlus, and how we are to look at the relationship between Bitachon and Hishtadlus. Shkar.